Genesis chapter 32 and verses 24 to 29. Genesis chapter 32 verses 24 to 29. If somebody can read it for me. Genesis chapter 32. Did you find that? Praise the Lord. It's very easy. It's the last book in the Bible. Did you find that? It's the first book in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 32. Verses 24 to 29. Yes.
Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed."
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to entitle the message, "Just Call Me Jacob." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Just call me Jacob. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I had another title also in my heart to say it out for some of you who want to be a little bit more spiritual. It was Death to Selfie. Death to Selfie. Amen. Let me take a selfie of that. It is said that there is over 1 million selfies posted every day. Every day, over 1 million selfies. Amen. I pray that after this, some of you will stop doing that. Because when I sense a sense of a kind of conflict that happens in people, especially when people get onto Facebook, they have to post their pictures. "I just had a burger," and they get kind of upset if 10 people have not liked it. Or they put a picture of their cat and they put a God's word to it. Holy cat. You know, you need affirmation from people whom you don't even know. What kind of life is that? But it's a conflict that takes place. It is a conflict of who we really are and how we would like others to see us. Are you with me? People who are always posting something on the Twitter, something on the Facebook, something on the WhatsApp, always think that it's always a conflict. There is something who they are, and they would like something, like people to see them in some other way. So, well, that's a different message. There's a cultural phenomenon called selfie, and one of the messages, you can title it even Death to Selfie. Or if you are more spiritual and you are one of those real Pentecostal type and you don't like these names, you can call it the God of Jacob. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. But I would like to title it from my heart, "Just Call Me Jacob." Look at somebody and say, "Just call me. Just call me Jacob." 10 points from that scripture, very fast. Look at scripture, Genesis 32 verse 24. It says there, "And Jacob was left alone." Look at somebody and say, "Jacob was left alone." That's the first point. Many a time, you will feel in life that you are all alone. That nobody likes you. Nobody understands you. Nobody is there for you. Nobody cares about you. Sometimes in life, you feel as you're all alone. But God's best work is always done when you are alone. Somebody say amen to that. God does His work, His best work within people when people are alone. Are you with me? Jacob was left alone and God came to meet him. Jacob was left alone. Sometimes you have to, just learn to be alone. Are you with me? That is what His personal plan is about, all about. Leave your friends, your family, your relatives, whatever, your TV set, your computer, your phone, your WhatsApp, just leave it all alone. Pick up the Bible, go to your room, close the door and say, Lord, here I am alone with you. Do your work within me. Forget the opinions of people. No matter what's happened in your life, forget everything and say, Lord, here I am. I am alone because I want to see you afresh. I want to meet with you. I want you to touch me deep within. Only you understand me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Jacob was left alone. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Now this guy, Jacob, is a very complicated guy. Are you with me? He's a very complicated guy, just like some of us. Look at somebody and say, you look kind of complicated. Jacob, just like people whom God used in the Bible, Abraham, he was the father of faith, but he lied. Are you with me? Pretty complicated. How is it? You are a father of faith. You are a great man. How is it that you lied? David, you are a man after God's own heart, but you committed adultery. Jacob, David, not only that, you killed the person, the woman's husband, you killed him. On one side, you are hungry for God, you want to be a worshiper. On the other side, you're complicated, man. You're struggling with your flesh. You got adulterous instincts in you. Noah, on one side, you're obeying God. You are obeying God and building him an ark the way that he asked you to. After you are saved and your family is saved, you come out, get drunk on wine, and you sleep nude. It's not a good thing. Are you with me? Always wear your pajamas when you go to sleep. Praise the Lord. Come on. Are you with me today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. See, Noah, Abraham, David. Look at Jacob here. Jacob is a complicated guy. I mean, he's pretty complicated. But aren't you glad that our God is a God of Jacob? He loves your weakness. He loves your nature. He knows who you are and he's called you. You are not here by chance. It is because he's called you. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus one more time. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, God loves complicated people. Sometimes we think coming to church, you know, everybody in church is kind of perfect and good and very spiritual and holy. You should have seen the joker who is sitting next to you, what he did last week. Are you with me? Now he's all prayerful like this. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Now here you find in the scripture, Jacob was wrestling. Jacob was wrestling. He was a wrestler. Jacob was wrestling. But you study the scriptures, you will find that Jacob, this is not the only place that Jacob is wrestling. Look at Genesis 25, verses 21 and 22. This is the third point actually. Genesis 25, verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the 22nd verse. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Are you with me? Even before this guy Jacob is born outside, even in his mother's womb, he's got a twin brother and he's wrestling with him, struggling with him. Come on. Are you with me? Jacob had this gifting to be a wrestler even in the mother's womb. He was wrestling. Let me tell you something there. You know, it is always in the biggest struggle or conflict that happens that something is always birthed out. Are you with me? Even before this woman could birth out, there is such a struggle going on in her womb. And sometimes you might be sitting here and wondering, what is the struggle that is going on in my life? What is happening? Why is the struggle? Why is the struggle? Let me tell you, it is because there is something that is going to be birthed out through your life. God wants to bring out something beautiful out of your life. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus this evening. Before he can give you a dream, a purpose, a destiny, There is always a conflict, always a conflict, always a struggle, always a struggle. But every time you go through a struggle, it does not matter how and when and where. Remember, there is something new that is coming your way. There is something new that is coming your way. Some of you are struggling inside. God is going to bring forth something out of your life. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when this woman was having this struggle in the womb, you know what? She didn't go to her friends or relatives or mother-in-law or somebody and say, listen, I don't know what is happening. When I went for the scan, and when they did the scan, they said there is two people inside the womb. And both of them are wrestling or struggling against each other. So what does that mean, mom-in-law? What does that mean? She didn't do that. The Bible says that when she sensed the struggle, she went to inquire of the Lord. When you go through a struggle, there is only one person who can give you an answer, who can bring you to your destiny, who can bring something beautiful out of your struggle. Go to Him. His name is Jesus. His name is the Lord. His name is the Almighty. His name is the Counselor, the Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father. His name is Emmanuel. His name is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you with me? Are you with me? Praise the Lord. So the fourth point, look at Genesis chapter 25, verse 26. When the time of delivery came forth, what happened? It says there, and after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. When he comes out, Esau is coming out first. Twin brothers in the womb. The first one is coming out. And the midwife is looking. The angels of God are looking. The rest of the woman inside that ward are, what is that? Looking. And what do they see? They see this man, Esau is coming out, this boy. But this guy called Jacob, he is wrestling. He wants to be first. So he is trying to pull down Esau and he wants to come out first. He is making a grab for the heel. When we were in the Catholic Church, we used to hear this word called original sin. You were in sin when your mother conceived you. You came forth as a sinner. It almost looks like that here. Are you with me? He right coming out. This man is doing galata. He's fighting. Look at sibling rivalry. He's coming out. He's got his brother's heel. You know why? Because the first one who is born in a family always gets the better privileges. Receives the double anointing. Receives the greatest of blessings. So Jacob wants to be first. Look at somebody and say, Jacob wanted to be first. The principle that I want to tell you is this. In the world, people always want to be first. They walk with this mindset called me first. Me first. Me first. Me first. Yenda gari vandha. Me first. Family problems happen because me first. Siblings have a fight because me first. Me first. But look at Matthew chapter 19 verse 30. When Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God, this is what he said. What did he say? This is the scripture that I want you to memorize this week. Matthew chapter 19 verse 30. And many that are first shall be last. And the last shall be first. Are you with me? In the kingdom of God, it's not you first, it's Jesus first. If you're having this me first of attitude, how can you ever place God first in your life? My life, my joy, my happiness, my promotion, my health, my wealth, Those are the most miserable people in the world. My, me, myself. Always being preoccupied with yourself is very tiring. It's very miserable. Some of you are miserable. You know why? Because you're so focused on yourself. You can only think of yourself, about your life, about your needs, what you want to be in life, what you want to achieve, your success. It's always about you. Look at somebody and say, it's not about you, it's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Oh, are you with me today? Are you with me today? Are you with me today? I need to hear a bigger shout than that. Are you with me today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Huh? If it is always me first, you will want everybody to stroke your ego, make you feel good. Are you with me? But Jesus said in the kingdom of God, that's not the way it is. People who are last will be first. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, me first didn't work for Jacob. He came in second. Are you with me? That's how he got the name heel grabber. Jacob means heel grabber. It also means deceiver, but it means heel grabber. I want to come out first. I want to pull down somebody and come up. The me first kind of people are the people you are never satisfied. You never have enough. Are you with me? You're not happy being second. Have you noticed that? See, some girls, they would like to be thin. So they go to the gym to work out to look thin. But it is just not about being thin. It is they want to be thinner than somebody else. Are you with me? C.S. Lewis, there was a great man called C.S. Lewis. He said, it's not the amount of possession that gives you contentment, but the fact that you are better off than someone else that makes you feel kind of good. If it's just about being thin, you're happy, but you have to be thinner than the other person in school. You are rich, but you want to be richer. You are smart, but you want to be what? Smarter. See, that's this drive inside of you. I'm good, but I want to be better. But the problem with that is, always you will find an error is there. You ask people who are miserable, I am not as good as the other. Ur is there. Are you with me? Abraham's father came from a place called Ur. Some of you are in a place called Ur. Better, smarter, richer, lovelier, Ur. But the problem with Ur is there is always somebody who is Ur. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You just bought a bigger car than the one that your brother bought or your uncle bought or your friend brought or your cousin brought or whatever. But somebody else comes with a bigger car and then you're, God doesn't love me. You got good marks. You should be happy about that. But somebody else got, you got better marks than that guy, but somebody else got an R. Are you with me? This guy called Jacob, his mother calls him and says, son, look at Genesis 25 later on, okay? His mother says, put on the clothes of your brother Esau. I will cook you something good because I heard your father say that he's going to bless the first. But you got this. said, you dress up in Esau's clothes. When you study the Bible, when Mama is taking the clothes of Esau, you know how old Jacob was when he goes to Isaac, his father, for the blessing, deceiving? He was 76 years old. Can you imagine your mother chooses the clothes for you when you are 76? Huh? Can you imagine your mother choosing your clothes for you when you are 76? By the time you are 7, you want to buy your own clothes. Here, Mama is saying, listen, put on these clothes. I wanted to title a message which I wanted to preach later. Be always careful of what you put on children. And never allow anyone to put on you anything that is not you. Are you with me? Huh? When you are in school, when you are in college, when you are in your workplace, don't allow anybody to put on you anything that you are not. The cool thing is everybody is doing dope. And you think it's a cool thing if you also do dope. Or everybody's speaking in a particular language. Your brother, your sister. And you also want to go, yo. Don't allow somebody to put on you that which is not you. You are, praise the Lord. Somebody says, your brother, praise the Lord. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Don't allow anybody to make you someone that you are not. You are a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are a citizen of the New Jerusalem. You are a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are anointed in the Holy Ghost. You speak in tongues. Hallelujah. You carry the living Bible. Hallelujah. God is with you. The angels of God are around you. You are precious in the sight of the Lord. Don't try to be somebody you are not and be empty inside. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Huh? Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Don't allow yourself to be somebody you are not. Be yourself. Are you with me? Go to college with your Bible and say, I am a child of God. This is who I am. Yeah, I speak in tongues. Yeah, I pray. Yeah, I believe in Jesus. No, sir, we don't believe in good luck. We believe in the favor of God. Be proud to be who God has called you to be. Are you with me? Don't feel the pressure of somebody else's dress on you or coat on you to be accepted by them. Everybody's having a boyfriend, a girlfriend. It looks like that's the in thing. But no, you're set apart for God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, church. This is good meat. This is good meat. This is good meat. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God cannot bless who you pretend to be. Isaac can bless. You can fool the pastor. You know what I mean? You can come in Esau's clothes and say, Pastor, please bless me, Pastor. And poor pastor will bless you. But your heavenly father, for him to bless you, he cannot bless who you pretend to be. There is this me that I am. Then there are different me's. You understand what I'm saying? There is this me that I am. There is this me I wish to be. There is this me I hope to be. There is this me that I want to be. There is different me. But the me that you are, and before you become who God wants you to be, in between that, don't fake. Are you with me? Don't fake. Because God cannot minister to a mask. What is the use of a blessing if you lose yourself at the end of the day, if you do not know who you are? What's the use? You wanted that car, you wanted that school, you wanted that job, you wanted this, you wanted that, you got it somehow. You deceived, you did all tarigada paribadi, you got it. But if you have lost yourself, what's the use? There are people who have lost themselves. But this evening I pray this word will heal you. And you will rediscover who God has called you to be and come back to your senses. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Is this okay? Huh? Is this helping? Can somebody come on the keyboard? Now, Jacob, he got the blessing from the father, disguising himself as Esau. But when his brother comes, he has to flee. Because Jacob is the guy who would stay at home, cook food, you know what I mean? Help with the dishes. Esau was somebody like a hunter who was always in the field. Jacob was somebody who would like to sit before the TV, eat potato, lace, French fries, watch movies, once in a while help out Amma, and sit there. Jacob was like that. That's what the Bible says. He got the blessing from his father deceivingly. That's how Jacob also means deceiver. But because of that, his brother, he didn't anticipate his brother coming back at that time. His brother came back and suddenly realized Jacob had stolen the blessing. So this guy is a hunter, he's got a gun, you know what I mean? And all that Jacob has got is frying pan. He was just making omelette. And Jacob runs. Jacob runs for 21 years. For 21 years, he lost himself. You can fool your parents. You can fool friends. You can fool. But at the end of the day, if you have lost yourself, and if you are always afraid, and if you are always running, Jacob is running for 21 years. Adinadaki vaati kalyanam kazhichu. Angalude joli edu. Korchu paisa undaki. Idellam seriya. But he's miserable. But Jacob, we come to that passage of scripture here. The scripture that we read. Jacob comes to this fort called Jabbok at night. And do mathematics, 76 plus 21 years old. He's 97 years old. At 97 years old, he suddenly finds he is all alone. But God has not left him. The angel of the Lord comes and once again begins to wrestle with him. Are you with me? The angel of God comes and begins to wrestle with him. Wrestle through the night. The struggle goes on through the night. as the sun was beginning to dawn, Jacob takes a good grip over the law. And the Lord asks him, "What is your name?" What is your name? Years back, he went before his father and said, "I am Esau." But now he can't lie. He knows he can't pretend on and wear on this mask. So he says, "Lord, I want to be truthful. I am Jacob. Call me Jacob. This is who I am." In life, you want to enjoy the presence of God and blessing of God. Take off the mask and tell the Lord who you really are. "Lord, I am weak. This is who I am. But Lord, I don't want to let you go. I won't let you go until you bless me." You think you have lost your life. You think you have lost your time. You think you have become old. There is a lot of pain in your life. You think you are losing this wrestling. But it is in this struggle that you learn to hold on. Even when you are not winning and you think you are losing and you have lost time, be honest and say, "This is me. This is Jacob. Call me Jacob." It is not when everything is fine that you become a better person. It is always in the struggle that you become Israel. Are you with me? God said to him, "From now on, you shall be called Israel. Prince with God." Amen. Amen. Once he reconciled himself to who he really is, he was able to get reconciled with his brother, Esau. As long as you're pretending you're someone that you are not, every relationship gets affected. Let's close our eyes and pray this morning. Just call me Jacob. Would you lay your mask before the Lord this evening? Would you take some time to just lay yourself at the feet of Jesus this evening? The Lord's presence is here. His word is here. Would you tell Jesus who you really are? Along in life, just fine. But there comes a point in life when you realize you gotta be who God has called you to be. Either kneel down or stand up in the presence of the Lord this evening. Eyes closed, hearts lifted up. Amidst your pain, amidst the thought that life is passing you by, and you become old. It's never too late to be who God has called you to be. Tell Him, Jesus, this is who I am, Lord. I'm a deceiver. I'm a me first kind of guy. I've only thought about myself. I'm so selfish, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm so bent on my own ways. And I'm just quick to run away from every problem. But today, Lord, I want to face you. I want to be real before you. Amidst my struggle, amidst my pain, I want you to change me. I want to be who you called me to be. I want you to make me an Israel. I want to find favor with you. Would you open your mouth? Speak to Him.
Thank you.
Would you speak to Him? Would you open your mouth? Pray. Would you cry before His presence? Maybe you have deceived your parents, your friends, your pastor. Maybe you fool a lot of people, but you cannot fool yourself. You cannot fool yourself. Let your heart be bent before the Lord. Only He can make you an Israel. Only He can fashion you forth. Church, I don't hear people crying or praying. I know you're listening to the prayer, but this is the time for you to pray. This is the time for you to wrestle. Just feel free to, even symbolically, by faith, to just hold on to the chair in front of you and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus,
walk your walk within me.
Stop.
Touch me, Lord. Change me. I am Jacob. I am Jacob, Lord. I'm a pretender. Help me to be real before you. Pray. That's where the real blessing is. You can't fool others. You cannot fool yourself. Say, Jesus, here I am. Change me, make me. Oh, hallelujah. We heal a man. Ruhuna is Rikari Bakina Suwayara Shilimani Katoru Shiana. Father, as a church, as individuals, we come before you. We don't want to pretend. We don't want to be somebody who you do not want us to be. We do not want to lie to you. We do not want to deceive. We don't want to be deceived. We surrender ourselves before you. Lord, it is not us being first. You are the one who promotes even those who are last. Lord, we come before you. We don't want to be grabbers of heel and people who fall at others' feet.
Yes.
But we fall at your feet, Jesus.
Yes.
We fall at your feet. We hold on to you, Jesus. You change us. Rali Ramaka Sakato. Say, Father, Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, I come before you.
I come before you.
I want to be alone with you.
I want to be alone with you.
And I want to know you intimately.
I want to know.
I want you to change me. Touch me.
Touch me.
Give me a new life.
In your life.
Help me, Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me, Father.
In my pain.
Pain.
In my struggle.
In my struggle.
I want to hold on to you.
I want to hold on to you.
I don't want to let you go.
I don't want to hold on.
I won't let you go, Lord, unless you bless me.
Unless you bless me.
I won't let you go, Lord, unless you change me.
Bless me.
Say it, Lord.
Lord.
Here I am.